low 20s.
Staff, thanks very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's a shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 27th of May. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midnight, high rock wall 1,032, expected 40s, 1,030 by 18,000 on Wednesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north Utsira, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers good. South Utsira, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, showers good. 40s, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5, showers later, good. Fisher, German Bight, north or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in southwest German Bight, fair, good. Humber, Thames, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, good. Dover, White, Portland, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6 for a time, fog patches later in Portland, good, becoming moderate to very poor later in Portland. Plymouth, Biscay, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, at first in North Plymouth, otherwise variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, fog banks, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fitzroy, Sole, variable becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, thundery showers, fog banks, moderate to very poor, occasionally good. Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast 3 to 5, veering south or southeast 2 to 4, showers, perhaps thundery later, fog banks developing, good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Irish Sea, east or northeast, veering southeast later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, then thundery showers, fog patches later in south, mainly fair, occasionally very poor later in south. Shannon, east or southeast, veering south later, 3 to 5, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockhall, Malin, east or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Hebrides, South Bailey, variable becoming easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. North Bailey, southwesterly backing southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Fair Isle, showers, good. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northeast by north 2, 7 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Stornoway, north northwest 1, 12 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by north 2, 8 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Lucas, northeast 2, 11 miles, 1,031, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast by north 3, 1,029, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 3, 2 miles, 1,055. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 4, 2 miles, 1023. Jersey, east southeast 4, 12 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 3, 1021. Scilly Automatic, southeast by east 2, rain 6 miles, 1021. Now rising. Valentia, southwest 1, 7 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast to 16 miles, 1,026, steady. Malin Head, southeast by east 1, 13 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure will maintain mainly light or moderate breezes and fair weather for most areas. However, thundery showers and fog will spread into the southwest through Wednesday as the high drifts east over the North Sea. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east 2 to 4, veering southeast 4 or 5, showers later, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east veering southeast later 3 to 5, showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, showers at first, good. North Foreland to Selsea Bell, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 for a time, mainly fair, good. Selsea Bell to Lyme Regis, east 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 for a time, fair then showers, fog patches later in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in west. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then variable 3 or less later, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 4 to 6, veering southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair then showers, fog patches later in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in west. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, fair then thundery showers, then fog patches later in south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in south. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, thundery showers later, good occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man, east 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6 later, possibly occasionally 7 in a few places for a time, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east 4 to 6 later, showers later, perhaps thundery, good occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, showers later, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, showers later, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly later, 2 to 4, fair, good. And finally, Shetland Isles, west or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south 4 or 5 later, fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now it's time for Prayer for the Day with Mark Oakley.
Good morning. Recently, I was on an ecumenical pilgrimage to the beautiful city of Assisi in Italy's Umbrian hills. It is, of course, the city of St. Francis, who died 800 years ago. To commemorate this anniversary, his relics were displayed for a period in the Basilica, and we filed past them in silence, looking down on the tiny body and skull of this spiritual giant. When contemporaries called him the little poor man of Assisi, they weren't kidding. The life of Francis, who gave up his belongings and began living with some friends, a rule of life that opened the eyes to the creation's environment and opened the heart to human suffering. This life asks us whether today, with our screens and adverts and fear of missing out, we are living the enviable life rather than the good life. The enviable life, of course, leads nowhere except disappointment. What do we need in life to make us more content, more generous, more attentive? For Francis, the answer lay in recognising that the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. Life asks of us not to think less of ourselves, but to think of ourselves a bit less. And then we hear the deeper voice and see the bigger truth than when the world is simply framed by my own fears and failures. Today, I'm praying with Francis. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love.